When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Congratulations, all Bitcoin hodlers. As you can see, the second leg of this bull market has begun as Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, points out here. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin needs to clear that $64,000 resistance so we can reach new all-time highs. Also in today's show, South Korean pension fund to invest in a Bitcoin ETF. As Pomp points out here, the Korea Teachers Credit Union has more than $45 billion in assets under management, hence why this is such a big deal for them to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. Also, this just in breaking news, Bitcoin can become a reserve currency of the world, says U.S. Senator Rand Paul. Also more breaking news, SEC documents filed by Tesla hint that the company may soon accept Bitcoin payments once again. Not only that, but the Tesla Bitcoin position is now up $1 billion plus in profit. Also in today's show, payments giant MasterCard to allow all merchants and banks to integrate crypto into their services. That's right, they're massively expanding their crypto access for businesses as well as consumers with their new partnership with Bakkt. And as a result, Bakkt stock surged 270% following this partnership announcement. Also in today's show, crypto strategist unveils his massive price target for Bitcoin by December and says that BTC is following the 2017 bull cycle. I'll be breaking down this latest technical analysis from TechDev, which suggests $180,000 plus Bitcoin price. And speaking of bullish price predictions, I'm also going to share this model price action update, which shows Bitcoin targeting between $450,000 and $520,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin currently correcting, while Ether and many of the alts are breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. There's a new investment the crypto bulls are pouring millions into that barely anyone is talking about. And no, it's not any new Ethereum killer or Shiba coin. It's a market size expected to grow by another $1 trillion in just a few years, according to global accounting firm Deloitte. Until today, only the richest people in the world could access this investment. I'm talking Jeff Bezos, sending yourself into space levels of wealth. But now, thanks to the Jobs Act, everyday people like you and me can finally get in on the action. But there's only one platform that's opening the door to this exclusive world. Masterworks.io, the $1 billion unicorn, makes it possible for you to invest in the global art market. Imagine top-tier pieces that hang in mansions and museums, like works from Banksy and Monet. But instead of paying $30 million for an entire Basquiat, you can invest in one through Masterworks and own a piece of it. It's similar to owning a fraction of a Bitcoin, but it's an iconic painting instead. The early investors have already seen a 32% annualized return from a Banksy painting sale, and their past offerings have sold out in less than 2 hours. So if you want to join the 230,000 Masterworks members already revolutionizing the art world, you can skip the Masterworks waitlist with my personal link at masterworks.io/cryptonews. That's masterworks.io/cryptonews. Sign up now to see what paintings are currently available and see important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin price dipped below 60,000 level, but the downside were limited as that dip didn't last long at all. How many of you took advantage of it? Let me know in the comments below. Bitcoin traded as low as 59,610. I know I bought that dip before starting a fresh increase, and the price was able to rise above that 61,000 and 61,200 resistance. There was a recovery wave above that 62,000 and $62,500 level. Bitcoin even spiked above the 50% Fibonacci retracement level of the downward move from that $67,000 all-time high swing to that $59,600 low. And at the time of this recording, the Bitcoin price is now trading just above $62,500 and the 100-hourly simple moving average. And it's currently facing a major resistance near that $63,000 and $63,200 level. There is also a major bearish trend line forming with resistance near $63,200 on the hourly chart of the Bitcoin/USD pair. and the main breakout resistance is now forming near that $64,000 level. It is near that 61.8% Fibonacci retracement level of the downward move from that $67,000 swing high to that $59,600 low, as you can see right here in this chart. Also, a clear breakout above the trend line resistance and then 64,000 may possibly call open the doors for a move towards the $65,000 level. The next major resistance sits near $66,500, and if Bitcoin fails to clear that $64,000 resistance, it can start a fresh downside correction, and immediate support on the downside is near $62,200. Now, the first major support is now forming near $61,500 level, and the 100 hourly simple moving average. A break below $61,500 support may possibly push the price towards $60,000 support in the near term. Now, for the technical indicators to keep your eyes on, the hourly MACD is slowly gaining pace in a bullish zone. The hourly RSI, better known as the relative strength index for Bitcoin, is now above the 50 level, and the major support levels are at 62,200 followed by 61,500, with the major resistance levels at 63K, 63,200, and $64,000. So there you have it. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, it's official. The Bitcoin bull market second leg has started, as he points out right here on this chart, which compares Bitcoin after the 2012, 2016, and 2020 halving. And yesterday he updated us with the Bitcoin Stock to Flow cross asset model, better known as Stock to Flow X. And it shows us that red dot, which is another massively bullish omen for the Bitcoin price action. Because as he points out here, when Bitcoin is at an all-time high mode, the color turns red. It usually stays in all-time high mode for a couple of months. That's right. So expect nothing less than fireworks between now and the end of the year. It's also important I point out that his worst case scenario for 2021 on-chain base was August 47,000, September 43,000, which were both right on the money. October, he shows us closing above 63,000, November above 98,000, and December above 135,000 as the worst case scenario. And it's also equally important I point out his best case scenario, which is 450,000 for a December close. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. And before I break down our next story of the day, South Korean pension fund to invest into a Bitcoin ETF. And this isn't any pension fund. They have $45 billion in assets under management and looking to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. But before I break this down, let's first take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin correcting, but barely, just down 0.4%, maintaining just above $62,400. We have Ether up 1.7%, trading just under $4,200, while Polkadot, Binance Coin, Cardano, XRP, and Chainlink are all barely in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. South Korea's public pension fund, the Korea's Teachers Credit Union, is reportedly looking to gain exposure to the king of all crypto via an ETF. That's right, it's one of the largest institutional investors in South Korea and is considering investing in a pure Bitcoin ETF or a Bitcoin link ETF in the first half of 2022. Local news agency, the Korea Economic Daily, reported on Monday, and according to the report, they are considering investing in several Bitcoin ETF products, including those by South Korean asset management firm Mirae Asset Global Investments. The company launched two ETFs tracking the value of Bitcoin futures via its Canadian subsidiary Horizons ETFs in April of 2021. Quoting them here, as there are some well-known cryptocurrency link ETF products by asset managers such as Korea's Mirae Asset Global Investments, we plan to invest in the ETF products after consultation with domestic asset managers. And the official also mentioned potential investment into a Bitcoin ETF by Mirae Asset subsidiary Global X ETFs, which filed for a Bitcoin ETF with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission back in July. And according to the report, the Korean Teachers Credit Union is the second largest institutional investor in South Korea with $40.2 billion in assets under management. And the pension fund has allocated 40% of its investments into alternative assets, 10% domestic and 9% international stocks, and they have yet to determine the size and other details of its potential Bitcoin ETF investment. Now, this news comes amid global pension funds getting increasingly interested in gaining exposure to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and major companies in the industry. Last week, the Houston Firefighters Relief and Retirement Fund reportedly purchased $25 million worth of Bitcoin and Ethereum, and Canada's Ontario's Teachers Pension Fund Board participated in a $420 million funding round for major crypto exchange FTX Global, the firm announced on October 21st. And this just in, breaking news, Bitcoin can become a reserve currency of the world, says U.S. Senator Rand Paul. That's right, as people lose confidence in the government institutions, Bitcoin can benefit and rise to become the world's reserve currency. Let me know if you feel this is destined to happen for the king of all crypto. Also, other breaking news, SEC documents filed by Tesla hint that the company may soon accept Bitcoin payments. That's right. 10Q filing published on Monday hints at Tesla resuming Bitcoin as a payment method. Also like to point out that Tesla is now over $1 billion in BTC profits. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, payments giant MasterCard to allow all merchants and banks to integrate crypto into their services, as well as crypto strategist unveils his massive price target for Bitcoin by December and says that BTC is following the 2017 bull cycle. That's right. We're talking about $180,000 plus Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year, as well as I share with you this model price action update with Bitcoin targeting between $450,000 and $520,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.6 trillion with $100 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 45% even, with the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Secret leading the pack, up about 40% for the day and 95% for the week, trading at $9.13. Near Protocol, up 25% for the day and 64% for the week, trading at $12.88. And Harmony, up 18% for the day and 54% for the week, trading at 36 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 76 out of 100 in extreme greed. Yesterday was a 72, last week a 75, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. MasterCard is massively expanding the crypto access for businesses as well as consumers, and a new partnership with digital asset firm Bakkt. The payment giant is launching a range of options that will allow merchants and shoppers to utilize crypto in a number of different ways. According to their new announcement, MasterCard customers can now enable consumers to buy, sell, and hold crypto, deliver unique crypto-centric loyalty opportunities, and streamline issuance of branded crypto debit and credit cards. And they continue, this is a multifaceted partnership to make it easier for merchants, banks, and fintechs in the U.S. to embrace and offer a broad set of crypto solutions and services. Bakkt Holdings was founded in 2018 and specializes in loyalty programs, gift cards, and digital assets. Bakkt CEO Gavin Michael says of the new partnership, we're lowering the barriers to entry, allowing people to take something like your reward points and trade them into crypto. It's an easy way to get going because you're not using cash. You're putting something that's an idle asset sitting on your balance sheet, and we're allowing you to put it to work. Now check this out. As a result, the Bakkt stock surged 270% following their partnership with MasterCard. And MasterCard says that integrating existing loyalty programs with crypto functionality will benefit the merchants as well as shoppers. Quoting them here, we are enabling partners to offer cryptocurrency as rewards and create fungibility between loyalty points and other digital assets. This means that consumers can now earn and spend rewards in crypto instead of traditional loyalty points and seamlessly convert their crypto holdings to pay for their purchases. The Bakkt partnership is the latest move by MasterCard to embrace crypto going mainstream. Let's go mainstream. Adoption. Last month, the payments firm acquired crypto intelligence company CipherTrace in order to extend its capabilities deep into the field of digital assets. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, crypto strategist unveils massive price target for Bitcoin by December and says that Bitcoin is following the 2017 bull cycle. And I break down this $180,000 Bitcoin price prediction, as well as Bitcoin ranging between $450,000 and $520,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 950 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. Of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. An emerging crypto strategist and trader is unveiling a huge price target for Bitcoin in the coming months, as it believes the crypto asset is mirroring during its 2017 bull market, the crypto analyst Tech Dev, shout out to Tech Dev, tells his 107,000 followers that the current price action of Bitcoin looks very similar to its 2017 parabolic run when it rallied from below 4,000 to 20,000 in just a couple of months. How many of you remember those times back in December of 2017? And checking out his tweet right here on crypto Twitter, after 140 days, a slightly flattened 2017 fractal continues to predict the day-to-day Bitcoin price action better than most short-term TA that I've seen. And in this chart, it shows Bitcoin surpassing $180,000 per BTC before the end of this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And looking closer at the daily chart, Tech Dev highlights more similarities between the two cycle in terms of price and timing. The trader says that Bitcoin appears to be reaching higher highs and higher lows at the same Fibonacci levels it maintained during its run from $1,750 to around $6,000 between July of 2017 and October of 2017. And he shares right here, recent Bitcoin daily price action, seen it all before. And you can see the striking similarities between 2017 and right now in 2021. Now, Tech Dev adds that the reassemblance between the two crypto cycles can also be seen in the weekly chart. He says Bitcoin appears to be currently hesitating after a strong three-week rally, which he notes looks very similar to its October 2017 performance, as he shares here on crypto Twitter, 2017 versus 2021 Bitcoin indecision weekly candle on that exact same week after three strong ones, after a similar bounce, after the mid-cycle low off the 1.272. This one was just barely a different color. We'll dive deeper soon. Macro equals 2013, micro equals 2017 since June. Listen to it. So there you have it. Now check this out. Should Bitcoin continue to track its 2017 bull cycle, Tech Dev says that Bitcoin's market cap can soar to as high as $11 trillion by early 2022, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Total crypto market cap on path with 2017 since mid-August. Good night, friends. And in this chart, it shows you the crypto market cap surpassing $11 trillion. Let's freaking go. And now checking out this tweet from Miles Creative. He wrote, model price action update. Target range for Bitcoin between $450,000 and $520,000. Bear market low between $65,000 and $75,000. Peak date around December 25th. Right in time for Christmas and October 4th signaling the mania phase. And he continues to break this down right here in this original tweet. 2021, an average of the two previous cycles. This model seeks to analyze the idea that this cycle so far is showing itself as an average of the previous two cycles, as he shares here in this graph, which shows us a Bitcoin cycle peak between $450,000 and $520,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, as Plan B points out, the Bitcoin bull market second leg has officially begun. Also in today's show, I broke down the latest technical analysis and shared that Bitcoin needs to clear that 64K resistance so we can reach new all-time highs. Also in today's show, I shared that South Korean pension fund to invest into a Bitcoin ETF, and they currently control over $45 billion in assets under management. Also in today's show, we discussed payments giant MasterCard to allow all merchants and banks to integrate crypto into their services. We also discussed crypto strategist unveiling his massive price target for Bitcoin by December of $180,000 plus for the king of all crypto, and says that BTC is following the 2017 bull cycle, and also shared with you this target range for Bitcoin between $450,000 and $520,000 for this cycle peak, but already feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next. Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence. As always, I appreciate the super chat contribution. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Rohit wrote, JV, awesome coverage as always. We need to add to the Bitcoin dictionary. Quarter bit, which is 25 million sats. Dime bit, 10 million sats. Nickel bit, 5 million sats. And penny bit, 1 million sats. Bought a dime bit on the weekend. My response, nice bro. Keep stacking them sats. Let's go. And our next featured comment of the day comes from Super Geek Toys, who wrote, what an amazing start to the week. All my investments are in the green. JV is dropping knowledge bomb and knowledge bomb, almost making me anxious with how well things are going. Oh well, I'm just being paranoid. Right, JV? Right? And I responded, gotta love when the entire market is pumping and in the green, fam. Prepare for continued fireworks between now and end of year. Cheers. Now for our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Jay Sky, who wrote, let's get JV to 100,000 subs. And I wrote, now you're speaking my language, 100,000 subs, send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. There's a new investment the crypto bulls are pouring millions into that barely anyone is talking about. And no, it's not any new Ethereum killer or Shiba coin. It's a market size expected to grow by another $1 trillion in just a few years, according to global accounting firm Deloitte. Until today, only the richest people in the world could access this investment. I'm talking Jeff Bezos, sending yourself into space levels of wealth. But now, thanks to the Jobs Act, everyday people like you and me can finally get in on the action. But there's only one platform that's opening the door to this exclusive world. Masterworks.io, the $1 billion unicorn, makes it possible for you to invest in the global art market. Imagine top-tier pieces that hang in mansions and museums, like works from Banksy and Monet. But instead of paying $30 million for an entire Basquiat, you can invest in one through Masterworks and own a piece of it. It's similar to owning a fraction of a Bitcoin, but it's an iconic painting instead. The early investors have already seen a 32% annualized return from a Banksy painting sale, and their past offerings have sold out in less than 2 hours. So if you want to join the 230,000 Masterworks members already revolutionizing the art world, you can skip the Masterworks waitlist with my personal link at masterworks.io/crypto news. That's masterworks.io/crypto news. Sign up now to see what paintings are currently available and see important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer.